do you characterize that game? You know that you're against a team that's been struggling a lot, and they kind of hung with you for a while, but it really seemed like you guys turned it on when you needed to.
Right, well, there's going to be a desperation from a team like that, so it was a little sluggish start on our part, but we weathered a few storms and countered it in the second period at the end there, I think was a big part of the game, so we just rolled from there.
What's this season been like for you so far? I mean, you come over to a new team. Seems like it's been a pretty good adjustment for you.
Yeah, it's been awesome. I love it here. Obviously, winning helps, but from top to bottom, the trainers, the coaches, the staff, everybody's been awesome. So, so far, good experience.
Do you feel like that's allowed you to grow your game?
Yeah, absolutely. When you have a good environment like that, I think it makes you comfortable and and winning helps with everything. So, you know, you start winning, guys get confidence, guys are making more plays, and everyone's playing better.
A couple of times today, Paul compared you to Josh Morrissey. He said you have really similar games. Have you seen that in yourself and him?
Well, it's a heck of a comparison because I think Josh is a heck of a player. And obviously the deal he got this summer shows it. So to be mentioned in the same sentence as him, it's a good thing.
Your team has had a lot of success in tight games. You guys didn't seem to alter after they were able to tie it early in the second period. Does that just kind of speak of the composure and the confidence in this room?
Yeah, I think it speaks to the composure big time. It starts with the leaders in our room. Whether guys are wearing a letter or not, the guys that have been here for multiple years, they're leading the way. We're staying calm and we're following them. So that's been a huge part, pulling out those one-goal games.
You had some crazy quick feet going when you were coming out of the penalty box there.
That's something you always dream of as a defenseman. You know, I said maybe this is the one time, maybe every time you take a penalty, maybe this is the one time I get it. And I got it, and not much happened. Collins made a good save.
Just looking back at your history, you weren't drafted, correct?
Yeah.
What was the situation there? Did you feel like you were close? Was it a situation where you were expecting or hoping to be drafted?
No. Honestly, if I'm a scout, I'm not drafting me either. I was small. I was playing in a small school in Minnesota. I didn't have elite skill level. I was a good player. I wasn't a bad player, but you know, I think it helped me. Obviously, in the end, took that with a chip on my shoulder and motivated me even more to prove everybody that I can play in this league.
Would you call yourself a late bloomer then? Is that a fair?
Yeah, I would say so. Yeah.
When you look at it though, and I know we're only about a third of the way through the calendar here, but the way this year has started for you, this has got to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's been good. Throw the points out the window. You know, those will come, those will go, whatever those are. But just the way I've been playing, I feel comfortable. I have confidence. I'm making plays. Defensive zone reads too. So that's stuff that doesn't necessarily show up on the score sheet, but I'm happy with that stuff too.
Does the style that this team plays fit you here?
Sorry,
does the style that team plays here fit you?
Yeah, I think so. You know, we want to play a heavy game, but we also want to play an up-tempo and playmaking team, if you will. So when you have a forward group like we do, I think as defensemen, like my one goal is just to get it on their tape cleanly. If I can hit their tape without, you know, chipping off the wall or bouncing off the glass, sometimes it is a play, but I think if I can just get into their hands, they're going to make plays, and we're going to have the puck a lot more.